Hey friends, welcome back to Kids Short Stories. Today's story is brought to us by two of our friends, Hudson and Kieran. Hey guys! They sent us an awesome idea for a story, and you can too. Either head over to our Instagram page, Kids Short Stories, or kidsshortstories.org to send us your idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. Are you ready for this one? Me too! Let's go! Hudson and Kieran live on one of the islands of Hawaii. They have so much fun doing all kinds of things, but do you know what one of their favorite things to do is? To go off-roading. I know, in these giant monster trucks. How cool is that? They love to ride their monster trucks off the road in the mud and the sand and the lava fields. All kinds of crazy, bumpy, messy, muddy, wet places. Wow. And they're also a part of the Spy Kids team. And so when the Spy Kids headquarters sends them a job that they need to go off-roading to, the Spy Kids headquarters knows exactly that Hudson and Huron, they're the ones that can save the day. Well, today, Hudson and Huron got a crazy message from Spy Kids headquarters that was really kind of hard to understand. It said this:
Hudson and Kieran,
we need your help. There's a lava monster nearby. Help! Oh my gosh, that sounded serious. Why in the world would the Spy Quarters headquarters have such a hard time making a message? I wonder if the headquarters is under attack too. Oh my gosh, this is serious. Let's get in our monster trucks and go check it out. So Hudson and Kieran got in their monster trucks and started on a very slow, careful drive to look around to see what... It sounded like it said something about a lava monster. Gosh, that sounds crazy. And they started to look around and... Wait, what's that? Hudson said. Way up high on one of the mountains, they saw something glowing and moving. What? That looks like a lava monster! They had never seen a real lava monster before, but there it was. It was this big creature that looked like it was made of lava. And it looks, oh gosh, it's causing a big mess up there. We gotta go check it out. Let's go. And so they got into their monster trucks and rode up the mountain. And when they got up to the mountain, sure enough, there it was. It was a real lava monster. But it had a very nice, friendly-looking face. So, Kieran said,
Hello? What are you doing here?
And the lava monster said,
Oh, hello there. I'm lost, and I can't find my volcano. You see, the volcano spat me out of it, and I've been walking around looking to try and get back, but... It looks like I'm making a big mess.
Yeah, that's for sure. You could say that because there's trees on fire and... Oh my gosh, we got a lot of cleaning up to do, Mr. Lava Monster, but... So, you live in one of the volcanoes?
Yeah, you see, my job is to take care of one of the volcanoes and make sure that all the lava stays there, but sometimes the volcano has some hiccups, and then that's why I'm here. It kind of hiccuped me out of the volcano.
Oh, you see, everyone has been freaking out, Mr. Lava Monster, thinking that you were coming to, like, attack us. But you're just lost?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Well, we can definitely help you get back to where you need to go. So let's try and find the right volcano. So Hudson and Kieran got in their monster trucks and were driving around looking everywhere. But Oh, wait a second, Hudson said. I have an idea. This could take a long time, but do you see that down there? That, we just gotta follow that. So, as the lava monster had rolled out of the volcano and was lost, he left quite a bit of a trail of fire. So it was pretty easy to follow his tracks back to the volcano that he came from if we just followed his fire footprints and make sure that we put out all the trees that had some fire on them. And so they said, Mr. Lava Monster, I think we found your volcano. You just got to follow us, and you got to be really careful to not touch any more trees, because it's going to take a while for us to clean all this up and make sure it doesn't start a forest fire, because that would be really bad.
Okay, well, I'll follow your trucks, and I'll promise I won't touch anything.
Hudson and Curran led the way back to the volcano, and the lava monster, which, that's not really a good name. He's actually like a lava friend. The lava friend, he followed them very closely right behind him. And it only took about 2 hours, which, yeah, it's kind of a long time, but it took 2 hours to get back to the volcano, and along the way they had put out all the little fires that he had accidentally started. All right, Mr. Lava Monster, Lava Friend. Well, what's your name?
Oh, yeah, I know everyone calls me Lava Monster, but my name's actually Al. You can call me Al.
Oh, hi, Al. It's nice to actually meet you. My name's Hudson, and this is Kieran. And we're on the Spy Kids team, and the Spy Kids were worried about you being in trouble, but it looks like you're just lost, so this is your volcano. And so are you just going to jump back in, or how do you go back home?
Yep, that's exactly right. I'm just going to jump back in the volcano and get back to work keeping my lava safe and calm and under control.
Oh, great. All right. Well, good luck in there, and I hope I hope we don't see you anytime soon. Bye. And Mr. Al, the lava friend, he jumped back in the volcano with a big cannonball. Ah, it was kind of crazy, and it made a big splash of lava. But Hudson and Curran had saved the day again. Amazing. They couldn't believe that it was actually like a nice guy and not a bad guy. So they called back to Spy Kids headquarters and explained everything, and the job was done. They saved the island again. The end.